This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business. Now, overseas travel in 2021 is not a priority in most of our minds, as the pandemic has rendered the industry to a bit of a halt. However, there are some experts that are suggesting we could see travel resume by the end of 2021. And when that happens, non-residents would need to open a bank account for their daily expenses, for things like studying or for working purposes. And for a lot of people, opening a bank account on foreign soil has proven to be tedious and often time-consuming for non-residents. And to address this predicament, NewXP are a digital banking platform that aims to ease the transfer of funds for expatriates, for students, and for travelers. And more than facilitating cash transfers, NewXP also pride themselves in being a comprehensive omni-channel user experience that integrates lifestyle and banking services into a convenient and easily accessible application. On the phone with me right now is Jeremy Ma. He is the co-founder, the CEO, and executive director of NewXP. Welcome, Jeremy.
Hello. Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me today.
Absolute pleasure. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing great today.
Now, from what I understand, to accelerate the launch of NewXP, you're forming Finex Acquisition Corp, which is a special purpose acquisition company, a SPAC, with plans to be listed on the Milan Stock Exchange, right? Can you just explain to people at home what a SPAC is?
Yes, okay. Thank you for your question. So, NewXP is actually setting up a SPAC. So we actually call it Finex Acquisition Corp. And a little bit about what is a SPAC is basically it is a vehicle where we actually go to the market to actually raise capital, and subsequently once we are listed, we will actually use this vehicle to look for mergers and acquisition. So the reason why we have actually opted to go for a SPAC in accelerating our launch is because the industry is, I would say that especially in the digital banking or in the payment space, it is a very highly regulated environment. And most often the time is that the licensing process would definitely take some time. And that is also our main reason on why we are opting for an M&A instead.
Mm. So what are the importances, the benefits of forming a SPAC, such as Finex, to accelerate this launch of digital banking platforms?
Okay. So how we actually cut short the time is that, of course, as compared to going through a traditional IPO and getting yourself listed, getting the capital, and subsequently expanding organically. So what happens is that with the SPAC, we are actually leveraging on the potential target. In this case here, we are looking at licensed financial institutions, which are banks, and also probably there are some digital banks that could be also on the lookout as well. So I would say that they already have their own license, and that is where we are relying on these licenses to actually roll out our services to the non-residents.
Tell me a little bit about the process of opening a SPAC in Europe, and how a new startup like NewXP gained the confidence of investors to start a SPAC.
Yeah, okay. Because I would say that the process is slightly different, because especially when all of us are, when there is a travel restrictions in place, so. Yeah. Traditionally, the sponsors of the SPAC, so in this case, it would be NewXP would be the sponsor for Finex. So usually the sponsors would have to be physically present in the respective country. So in this case, in the past, sponsors like us would have to go to Milan and to actually do up all the physical meetings and so on. So what happened is that we did it slightly different this time around. And I would say that even in our partners in Europe as well, this is the first time where they are also handling something that is done remotely. Because, for example, if we look at the process of setting up the spec, I would say that there are few steps that is involved. We are looking at the pre investor roadshows phase, the pre IPO phase, and also the post IPO phase. So, and when we look at the pre IPO or the pre roadshows phase, that is where we have to sort out all the administrative matters, like including the setting up the company, the spec structure, and subsequently, I mean, like getting the bank account open, and also setting up the escrows, and also to firm up all the agreements with the respective parties, like the investment banks, the brokers, and so on. So,
sorry, carry on.
Yeah. Okay. So what happens here is that of course all the meetings are done remotely, but we did actually encounter some challenges as well, especially when certain documents which needs to be executed, where we have to go through that process where the documents will need to be notarized in Malaysia, let's say by both the public notary, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and also the embassy. So that and subsequently, these physical documents would need to be couriered to Italy. So actually, that the usual timeline, I would say that it is now taking longer than usual as a result of the lockdown. But nevertheless, we have managed to overcome this, but of course with some slight delays compared to our original timeline.
So, I mean, that's what I was going to ask. You know, things have gotten heck of a lot more complicated, right?
Yes, correct.
Right. Okay. Speaking about things being complicated and not so complicated, I mean, we've spoken enough about, you know, SPAC and FinEx for the moment, but let's move on to like the new XP itself and how the increasing adoption of digital banks and e-wallets has kind of affected traditional banks. And, and how will that fuel the launch of new XP? And just for those who are just tuning in, explain what, in a nutshell, what new XP actually is.
Okay, so new XP is actually an integrated digital banking platform which connects non-residents globally. So that is, in one sentence, what new XP is. So, and to answer your question is that, yes, there are many fintech players around in the market where I would say that they do provide solutions as an alternative to those that is offered by the traditional banks. So what happened here is that we are not, for new XP, we are here not to actually to reinvent the whole system or even to come up with a new system, but rather we are here to actually provide that omnichannel experience by integrating with the various providers to come up with that complete suite of offerings. So that is our differentiation is, and how, and to take it to another level is that we are actually looking to replicate this this model on the global scale. Is because I think as the users ourselves, we face a lot of challenges. The first challenge is, the first thing is of course to open the bank account, especially when you're going to a foreign country. There'll be like a tons of processes that is involved, and of course there's certain documentation which you need to provide and so on. So
I can testify to that.
Yeah, so because this is also our life, our real life experience as well. And of course the next thing is that I'm not sure, I believe most of us would also encounter this scenario whereby when we have a problem with our accounts, or there are certain things that we need clarification from the bank, and you are abroad. So when you actually go to that local bank's branch or let's say the local presence, and most often the time they will just say that, oh, can you please refer back to your home branch or your home country? So, so this is something that that we want to address. The reason being, why is it the hassle is there in the first place is because traditionally banks are using multiple systems, and most of the time that these systems are catered for their specific purposes. So yeah. In a way that that there could be some level of integration, but it's limited. So that's the reason why we would like to actually solve that by connecting the dots, so that regardless of which part of the world you are located, it is the same new XP interface that you will be facing, but on the back end, it will be powered by one or multiple banking solutions or core banking systems.
I've got a couple of questions just before we take a break. Could this be a solution for people who find themselves unbanked? Because there are a lot of people here, you know, who can't get a bank account.
Yes, I would say that it is also a solution for the unbanked segment as well. So, but again, this would also be dependent on the on the target market itself. So, for example, no doubt we actually move the onboarding process towards digital, but again, we are still bounded by the regulations of the respective jurisdiction in terms of onboarding. Mm. So, I mean, like, to a certain extent that we try to simplify the entire process, but nevertheless, there are still certain checks that needs to be done before the customer can be a new XP customer. But in addressing that issue as well, what we have is actually we are splitting the offering into two components. One component will be the banking component, and one will be the lifestyle component. So what will happen is that for those people who don't really actually qualify for the banking component, they may not be qualified now, but they could be later on. It's because of circumstances. Like, for example, let's say as a student, if you want to study in Germany, but you have yet to obtain your offer letter from the university. So, and that's the reason. So what we would do is that this particular customer would be would be able to experience the new XP offering on the lifestyle component side. And when they are ready, when they get that offer letter and so on, we can get their account sorted out for them.
Let's take a short break here. You are listening to Open for Business here on BFM. I'm speaking with Jeremy Ma. He is the co-founder, CEO, and executive director of NewXP. They're an integrated digital banking platform that offers comprehensive services with flexible, accessible, and simple user experiences. As the next norm of digital banking, they expect to rapidly move into the digital finance space with their network advantage and leading edge tech. We're taking a short break. We'll be right back after these messages here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Because friends matter. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Open for Business here on Enterprise. I'm speaking with Jeremy Ma. He is the co-founder, CEO, and executive director of NewXP. They're an integrated digital banking platform that offers comprehensive services with flexible, accessible, and a simple user experience. Jeremy, just before the break, we were speaking about SPACs and people who are unbanked and the system behind it. Now, can we talk a little bit about the onboarding process? Let's say, for example, I've just recently moved to Europe, for example, and I want to get on board and use a new XP system or software. How would I go about it?
Okay, all the offerings are actually done via the mobile application. So and our approach is slightly different because what will happen is like what you have mentioned earlier is that once you have relocated, and that is where you actually get your accounts and also the other components. When you actually arrive at the destination country. So, but what, the differentiation that we are taking is that we are actually looking to approach the non-residents at their home country, which means that even before they depart. So, which means that assuming if you were to go to Europe to either to study or to work, so then what will happen is that on the application itself, you'll be able to do stuff like searching for the accommodation, looking at where can you get your groceries and even and many other stuff as well, aside to getting your bank account open. So because the idea is actually for you with the new XP app, you can actually start using them the moment you actually touch down the airport. Because I think this is one of the main thing or I would say the main feeling that usually when first time arriving to your destination country, there is a lot of element of uncertainty. Like you do not know, like where should I get the taxi, or how do I even commute from the airport to my accommodation and so on. So that is where all the pre-planning can be done within the app itself.
So you're telling me that the new XP app will have stuff like recommended accommodation, recommended places to all of that kind of stuff. So kind of like a super app almost.
I would say it's slightly different than the super app, because the difference between let's say the super app and our app is that all these interactions happen within our application, because we do not like. The intention is not to actually route you or to refer you to other websites and you're on your own on that website. So what happened is that we are actually putting together all the experience itself within the app.
Explain to me then a little bit about the difference between conventional digital banking solutions and new XP.
Okay. Most of the conventional digital banking solutions is, I would say that they offer very homogeneous product, like for example, these are their main offering would very likely be the accounts, payments, and the card solution. So
yeah,
if you see that it's just that in terms of a differentiation, probably you will see in terms of the fees or in terms of the package or the subscriptions that comes with their offering. So how we are different is that For places that we do not cover, like for example, let's say in other locations where there is no license coverage, we are actually looking to roll out the services as well through our partners in the respective jurisdiction. So and that is where I would say that we do not actually compete with them, but rather we are actually complementing the entire ecosystem by putting together all the required resources.
And what's this Biz at New XP?
Okay, Biz at New XP is one of our business offering to cater mainly on the B2B segment. So a bit about Biz at New XP, in short, is basically your companion in business. So what it means is that we are looking to support entrepreneurs in every journey. Let's say if you're talking about from a company incorporation and then going to all your compliance stuff, like your accounting, your tax, and then to up to marketing and also the expansions in that particular country. So it is more towards a cross-border approach where we are looking at, let's say, Malaysian or even ASEAN entrepreneurs to go out. So in our phase one, we through our collaboration with CloudBay, we are actually bridging the ASEAN businesses into China. And I would say that it's also a two-way kind of thing where we are also supporting Chinese businesses in Malaysia for a start.
It sounds like you've managed to get a foot in the door in China then, which for non-Chinese businesses is often quite difficult. How did you manage to do that?
Yeah, I would say that all this was made possible through our collaboration and also our strategic partners in China. Because the reason why we have identified China is because as the one of the world's largest economy, I believe that most of the companies or entrepreneurs, they want wanting to actually enter the market. But of course, there are a few barriers that we are looking at. Of course, the first thing is of course we are looking at the language barrier, and subsequently the unfamiliar policies and also the processes. Because to enter China is not as straightforward, especially when you do not know, let's say, Mandarin, and to review all the legal documentations in Mandarin as well. So, and this is the gap that we actually want to bridge and also to address, to actually make that onboarding process simple, and everything can be done via the platform. So, and also that we are looking to replicate this model to other countries as well, because I think most of us, if you do a search on the internet today, you'll see that the support mainly coming for the more advanced economies where you can just set up a company or even like do business online in the more advanced economies. But again, but our focus would be slightly different, is that we are looking at the emerging markets or emerging economies instead, where the opportunities are still pretty much there's a plenty, I would say.
Final question then, Jeremy. Future plans in terms of expansion. You just briefly alluded to it. You mentioned emerging economies, emerging markets. Obviously, China is there. What else have you got up your sleeve?
Okay, on our list, I would say we have a few countries that we have already in the identified as part of our phase 2 and phase 3. So among the countries here, we are also very much focused into Southeast Asia as well. So we have Vietnam and also Indonesia in our expansion plans as well.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, thanks.
That was Jeremy Ma. He's the co-founder, CEO, and executive director of NewXP. They're an integrated digital banking platform that offers comprehensive services with flexible, accessible, and a simple user experience. They provide a complete banking ecosystem that complements the lifestyle needs of its users. You can find out more by heading over to NewXP. That's NEUXP.com. You've been tuned in to Open for Business here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.